Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
I'm going to read some pop culture headlines. Brian and Jamie are going to have to decide whether to stay or swipe on to the next story. Parker gets to be the tiebreaker if they can't decide. So story number one today, CBS loses another high-profile employee.
Oh, I've been following this story. I know it.
Stay.
Stay.
Yeah.
So CBS News has fired veteran 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley just a day after he had a clash with the show's new executive producer. The reason for the firing was Pelley voiced his displeasure with the hiring of said executive producer, Nick Bilton, at the meeting where they introduced Nick Bilton.
Awkward.
During the clash, Pelley reportedly questioned why Bilton would even accept the role, given the resistance he was facing from longtime staffers.
Wow.
Afterwards, he was sent a letter leading up to his termination, saying that it was from the executive producer, saying he was really excited to get to work together and hoped that they could hash things out, but clearly you have no intention of doing so. And then sent the formal termination letter.
Wow.
Performative hysteria or performative cruelty or something like that was one of the words that the executive producer used.
Yeah.
There's audio of it too. Scott Pelley did not hold back.
No.
But good.
I mean,
it's nice to have that kind of security where you go, I don't need this job and you are ruining things and I'm going to speak my mind and I'm going to rest on my reputation because you're going to have to pay for yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Loved it.
Next. Never ends with CBS.
No, I was going to say sad state over there. Yeah.
Hip hop artist says they won't quit on America 250.
Swipe.
I'll stay.
Parker, swipe or stay, baby.
I'm scared. Stay.
Come on.
Oh, man. Sure. Just about every other artist has dropped out of performing at the Great American State Fair this summer. But have no fear, everyone. Vanilla Ice says he is not leaving.
Woo, baby.
Ice, baby.
In an interview with Fox News, Vanilla Ice said, I'm reinforced. I'm here. I am committed. You commit, you don't quit, man. And that's how I am.
That's Hammer is too legit to quit, not Vanilla Ice.
It is Hammer. He stole that. But yeah, Brian, I think you nailed it. I mean, Vanilla doesn't have his home restoration show anymore. And at some point, you gotta have some money in the bank. So I'm guessing that's probably what this is.
He went on to say, I'm happy that Trump's putting this on. I'm honored that he invited me. I've played for him many times. They're great friends of mine.
Oh.
This comes after saying he would perform for anybody, including Vladimir Putin.
Wow.
So, Vanilla Ice, congratulations on getting that money that you need very much.
I thought you were going to talk about the second half of the CNC Music Factory who recorded a speech while sitting on the toilet.
No, this is that Vanilla Ice.
That was great video. That guy, but I don't think you could play any of it.
No,
I probably can't.
No,
you could not.
You know, when I look up these stories, sometimes I look at stuff and I go, I can't do anything because of copyright issues.
Yeah.
And then there's some things I go, I just legally can't play this period.
Yeah. Well, that would have been one of them.
Yeah.
All right. What's next on the hit parade?
Former NHL star reports shots fired by neighbor.
Ooh, I'll stay.
Stay.
Good, because this one's pretty good. So, interesting story. Yesterday, there was a report from former NHL instigator Sean Avery's residence that there were shots fired while he was getting work done on his house. LAPD responded to a call at Sean's home for criminal threats around 10 a.m. The caller stated the suspect was a neighbor who had been harassing and threatening the contractors. The caller told officers this had been an ongoing issue. Shots were fired, hitting one of the contractor's tires. The neighbor is now in custody. And that's all we know right now.
Wow.
Sean Avery and his wife were not home during this.
Wow.
Frank, Lynn points out, and this is a good clarification. Freedom 250 is the president's debacle.
Yes.
America 250 is a decade-old program that is run by a bipartisan congressional group.
Yes.
Freedom 250 is Trump's money grab with, you know, merger.
My apologies.
Thank you for the clarification, though, Lynn.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
Lynn, for
it.
The clarification, even though Frank hates to be correct.
It's the same thing. Anyway.
Oh, not the same thing at all, but go ahead.
Taylor Swift wedding invite updates.
I know I'm not getting one, so I'm just to be, you know, curmudgeonly, I'm going to swipe.
Swipe on this one.
Ted Lasso star hints at on-set tension.
Ooh, stay.
Oh, now we're staying, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we like
Anna Waddingham said that her and Jason Sudeikis have very much a love-hate relationship.
Oh, what? Interesting.
Oh, man.
During an interview with Variety, Waddingham talked about Sudeikis' infamous rewrite process when shooting the show, saying he hears it in the room, and then we tweak everything. With that boy, you've got to roll with the punches. He and I have an ongoing love-hate relationship that he changes everything last minute.
Wow.
She does go on to say that the cast texts or calls each other every week. So despite the frustration, I think everybody's okay. Sudeikis is just difficult with rewrites.
I love that show.
That's it for Swipe.
I love Hannah Waddingham. She's, wow. Very talented woman.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Frank. It's very good. I'm sorry you're not getting invited to Taylor Swift's wedding.